Robot Scott and Todd, good to be back with you all. Very exciting. October 26th, 2020. You know what tomorrow is, Todd? I bet you don't.
October 27th.
Aside from being October 27th, do you know what tomorrow represents?
Friday.
The new Taylor Swift album is dropping. Are you waiting in line to get it right now? Are you calling?
Wait, there's a new Taylor Swift album?
I don't fucking know. I just hear things. Yes, apparently there is. It's called Kelsey Forever, I think. I could be wrong about that.
Oh, that was a good one, man. That was a zinger.
That'd be amazing if it was. I don't think that it is. But yeah, apparently there's a new album. You looking it up? You getting the deets? Because I don't have any deets. What kind of deets you got? You got burps? Todd's drinking a DC. He's got some gas in his belly. It's coming up.
October 2023. I think they're just her 1989 Taylor.
Well, that's all she's done for the last 10 years. She just fucking re-records and re-releases shit. Yeah,
she just released a new album this year or last year. This is just the reissue of 1989.
And that's the one that blew her up, correct? Unofficially.
I mean, that was a very popular album.
And that represents the year of her birth, if I'm not mistaken, yes?
Word.
She's a 34-year-old
broad. She's got a blank space. Ironically enough, I saw the Taylor Swift Move concert film last weekend with my younger daughter.
Your younger daughter. Did you enjoy it? Be honest, don't fucking lie. I'll know if you're lying.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Was it 3.5 hours like I've heard many of her shows are?
I think it was like 2 hours and 45 minutes. Something like that.
It's too long. Was there like backstage footage? Like Taylor hanging out, drinking DC?
I mean, actually, I don't think there might have been a little of like while they're rolling the credits. Mm. But I mean, she like produced it herself, went direct to, went direct to Regal, I think, like did not go through a studio. She definitely knows how to make money. That's why she's re-recording all her albums.
No shit. Basically, to get the rights back. I know. I didn't say anything about her ability as a businesswoman. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, her songs are good. I knew pretty much all the songs because my girls are big fans.
Were you singing along in the theater like a fucking nerd?
I would have been. So there's this woman who's on the PTO with my wife, who was sitting next to us that I didn't. She's like, "Hi, Todd," and I'm like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Classic Todd.
My wife told me after. Well, I maybe met her one time before, but so I felt weird like singing next to a person that I sort of have met before, but don't really know.
Let me rephrase that. You felt awkward singing next to someone who clearly knew you that at the time you did not know at all. Didn't make any impression. Was your wife, was Anne at the movie as well? Or the theater experience?
So my elder, we were all going to go. Actually, I wasn't going to go. All my wife and the girls and their friends were going to go. Mm. But my elder daughter had a soccer game, which ended later, and her team went out for dinner, and she decided to do that rather than go to the movie.
Smart kid. Interesting. Okay.
But yeah, the movie is good. I mean, it's weird. Like it just made me like, I was just watching her just kind of like she's trying to connect with the crowd, and she was connecting with the crowd, but she just has so much power. She's like a different human being. Like her life she does not have a life like we do. My wife's like, she does all this normal stuff.
Hang on. So what you're saying, let me again, phraseology. So you're saying someone who's worth $500 million has a different lifestyle than you and I, who are worth almost that
obviously,
much?
Obviously, but I was just thinking like, you know, it's like a video screen stage and it has a part that sort of comes up and down. There's a bunch of choreography, obviously. I was like, sure. You know, I'm sure they rehearsed this for like,
I doubt it.
I don't know. For me, like 6 years, but for them, probably like a few months.
6 months,
And just like doing that every night, like she was pointing to the crowd and people were like, just like when she was pointing, they were yelling. So then she like was pointing at other parts of the crowd and basically doing a wave of cheers around. She's like, "You're making me feel so special." I mean, it's hard. She seemed genuine, but I was like, "Can you really be that genuine if you're that popular?" Like, she literally has made Travis Kelce more famous than he was? I mean, not to football fans, but to the rest of the
American women?
Population.
Yes, correct.
Not even women. I'd say people that like don't follow football.
Gay men.
There are men that don't watch NFL.
Yeah, but, fair point. I don't. I don't care.
I mean, she's made his name more visible. Like, I was also listening to the Simmons podcast, I think, some podcast. And he was saying that she has this 10-minute song, which she played in the film. It's about her breakup with Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm. And there, he was like,
it's called Donnie Darko.
How famous is she that, like, this song where you kind of, like, he becomes more famous because she's writing a song about you being a dick breaking up with her. Like, it's pretty crazy, like, how influential she had. Anyway, my point being, just, like, I was trying to think, just, you can't, like, go to a grocery store. It's just weird. I mean, I know that's true of lots of famous people, but to be at that top tier famous, like, I don't know. I don't know how you can't interact with people in a normal way. Not that she seemed weird or anything, but it's just, I was just thinking about like day-to-day life.
So the movie was boring because you were daydreaming, thinking about what her day-to-day
No, was. I mean, I do that anyway. The movie was, I mean, it's a concert film, so I wouldn't say the movie was exciting. It's basically
you're
like,
watching it in a movie
like
theater.
Listening to her songs. They had dancing and like singing. It's a concert. Mm-hmm. So it was good.
So you're not waiting in line at Best Buy to buy the new album at midnight.
It's not a new album. It's a reissue of
whatever
existing album.
Another way for her to make nine figures.
No, I'm not I mean, would I buy it? Maybe.
For your daughters.
No, I'd buy it for me. They've heard, I mean, I'm sure we'll listen to the, it's interesting. Like, and I know I keep not finishing any sentences, but you know, the Taylor's versions actually like have way higher streams because her fans are like, oh, this is the one she wants us to listen to.
Yeah, of course.
And she usually stays pretty close to the original source material, but I know this album better than any of the other ones just because this is the one that my kids really got into first. So like I've listened to the whole album, so listening to the Taylor's version, I would be able to tell, I think, the differences more readily than like a song that I might have heard off of another album.
So I didn't realize this coming into the show, but this will be the final BroPod. This is interesting. I don't know how I feel about the end, but my brother's apparently a giant Taylor Swift fan, so I'm not sure I could do this show anymore. Good God.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you, I listened to a podcast last week about this. It was called, what was it called? It was about some guy just bitching and whining about not being able to run anymore. Oh, yep. Scotty Speaks. That's what it's called. It sounded like a giant
Scott
fucking
Speaks.
Baby.
Scott Speaks.
Where he was complaining about not being able to run. He had to walk. And I was just like, man, I wish this guy would just shut up and suck it up.
The amazing part, and you don't even know this, apparently. That's on this channel, Todd. That's this podcast.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So,
I'm shocked you actually listened to that, but yeah.
I didn't listen to the whole thing. I was going to, but some podcasts I dip in and out. Like I'll usually listen to them while I'm washing dishes or if I have to drive somewhere. But those time spans are often not a full length. I listen to most podcasts at 1.25, but I listen to probably the first half or 2/3. The question you'd never, or the thing you never really said, and what I assume is you don't have wind to run anymore. Is that what it is? You just said, I can't make it. I can't run. I can't run the distance that I could before, but you never said why. Like, does your leg hurt? Can you not breathe? What's the problem?
Well, had you listened to the whole podcast, I did address that, but,
when
in the part that you didn't listen to the biggest issue is, and I'm pretty sure I said VO2. My VO2 max, my ability to intake oxygen, which of course impacts your ability, your muscles' ability to do what they're supposed to do. Yes, I believe that is the main driver, as impacted by my multiple cases of COVID.
And you think this is a long COVID thing?
I do. I have no other reason to think it.
Man thing.
The drop is too precipitous for it to just be. You've gotten old.
Our friend ML said that he had lost a step after turning 40.
And I appreciate him contacting me via Facebook. Glad that we post these shows on Facebook. And I also had another friend that I ran with back at Clemson, who was an older guy. He called me, like, out of the blue. I talked to him once in the last 10 years. When the phone rang, I was like, what the hell is Eddie calling me for? And then I texted him because I was on a work call. It was a day or two ago. It was a weekday. And then he called me back, and I was able to pick up, and we talked for 20 or 30 minutes. He said he's, man, I think he's like 60.
Fucking
he's,
boomer conversation.
This he's gets. Quite a bit older, but.
Oh, he's 60? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah. He's an older guy. Jesus. But he was at Clemson back in the 80s. He was actually a runner. He was on the team. But anyway.
wait. And you met him at Clemson, and he was just a creeper hanging out with the young boys running
he
their
lived
early 20s.
Eddie, I'm sorry. My brother's a fucking moron if you're actually listening to this. No, he was a Clemson resident, and he, along with several other former Clemson runners, would run in the mornings, and occasionally, not every morning, but occasionally I'd join that group.
He would join the young boys to go for a run.
No, actually, it was me joining the older men. Who were, you know, in the late 30s or 40s. It was more me joining the older men, not him joining the younger boys.
Because you weren't running with the...
Because I wasn't on the Clemson team. That's correct.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So anyway, he and I were lamenting the same situation and just kind of catching up. So it was, I was actually going to bring that up as a topic, but since you brought it up in a callous way, I was very proud of the fact that I actually got some response. I mean, that's the first feedback we've had in about 4.5 years to one of our shows. So I felt pretty good about it that it led to some responses.
You're fucking crying on the radio waves. Brought some feedback.
You want to move on to sibling dribblings and everybody turn this fucking podcast off? Is that what you
want
to do?
Well, you're telling me you don't want to podcast with me anymore because I mentioned I went to a Taylor Swift movie.
No. That was fine. You went with your daughter. You saying, yeah, I'll buy the album and listen to it. And then comparing the songs. Come on.
You said, will you buy it? And I said, no, probably not. But I would know the difference between this one and the other Taylor's versions more than others.
We can play
you
it back.
Taylor Swift.
But I'm pretty sure it. You said you would buy it. But anyway, go ahead.
I said I might. What? Anyway. So you think it's long COVID, but if it's long COVID, why would you be able to cycle? Why would
that's,
that not
well, because my,
you?
Well, I can answer that. The heart rate when I cycle is much lower than when I run. My heart rate when I cycle is between 140 and 150. When I run, it's like 175, 180. It's a pretty
Isn't
substantial
that high
difference.
For running?
No. I don't think that's what it's kind of always been. So that's the other thing. My heart rate is not any higher. So it's not like I'm out exerting more energy or whatever. It's not like my heart has to do more output. It's the same output. I just can't do it as long.
How long had you lived in Denver pre that?
Pre-COVID? 6 years.
Yeah. But you lived there for 9 years?
I've lived here for nine and a half years. I moved here in 2014.
I don't know.
When did you live? When did you live? You were what, 2016 or 2015?
Did I move to Maryland?
Yeah.
2016. Ugh,
yeah. God. What?
I've been here too long.
Get the fuck out.
Believe me, if it were up to me.
What's keeping you there?
Stupid kids and their friends.
Well, we were certainly dragged away from our friends at a very inopportune time when we were younger. Now we made it back, obviously.
I fucking hated it. So
I hated it too. I'm just saying, maybe they'll like it. Anything's possible. Where would you move to, Todd? Let's open up here.
I mean, I'd probably move back to Portland.
Back to Portland, that's what I thought. Okay.
Or somewhere on the West Coast. Watching sports on the East Coast sucks.
Yeah, no shit.
Sucks.
I'm not going to lie. At first, I wasn't a fan of the Mountain Time Zone, but...
Mountain's pretty sweet. That's, I mean, I think that's actually a little better. If you do watch the NFL, I feel like it comes on too early on the West Coast. So having
11 o'clock is not bad.
Nice.
Yeah, 11 a.m. for the early games. Not bad at all. And then, like college football. Not that I watch any Pac-12, but if I did, you know, the games end at 10:30, 11 o'clock. I remember watching some Pac-12 games back east, you know, 10, 12 years ago. You're up till 2 a.m. The Colorado game, which Colorado's lost some of its muster after starting out very hot. They've lost a few games, but they had a game. They played Stanford 2 weeks ago, went double overtime. It ended here, and they were playing here at like 12:45. And I was like, damn, there are people East Coast. It's almost 3 a.m. And a lot of people were watching it because it was a very – again, they were a very hot team. They were expected to win. They had a huge lead at halftime, and then they got...
Yeah, I mean, watching West Coast basketball sucks.
It's impossible.
I can usually make it to halftime, but that's about it.
Yeah. Especially at your age. That's the other thing old age
pitch
does.
Pitch clock.
It's not going to help. Not with basketball. Yeah.
But, yeah, Mountain Time Zone would be perfect for watching West Coast games because... Ends at 11? Okay, I can handle that.
Not a problem.
And starting at 8 actually would be a little more convenient than 7. Sometimes 7's a little too early for the start of a game.
Mm-hmm. When you're fully West Coast. Yeah. But hang on. You say you want to listen more West Coast. You wouldn't move to California, would you? California's a shithole. I mean, it's sinking into the ocean. It's expensive as fuck. There's no reason to live in California.
I mean, probably not. I don't have any reason to live in California.
Okay. I'm just making sure you said West Coast. That's basically 3 states. The one you used to live in, the other one you used to live in.
Precisely 3 states, actually.
In California. I know. Some people are like, oh, I live in Vegas. I live on the West Coast. No, you don't, you dumbass. Or maybe you want to live in Baja, Mexico. I don't know.
That's not a state in the United States. But
true. I don't know.
I guess you could call Hawaii or Alaska West Coast.
I don't think you call Hawaii. Alaska, you definitely could. Hawaii's all coast. There's no West Coast.
Like nobody says if they're from Alaska, I live on the West Coast.
No, they don't.
They just say I live in Alaska. It's like a different fucking
west side.
World.
It really is.
West side?
Battling bears every day.
Someone was saying, like, for some reason, my wife and I were talking about places to go on vacation, and mm-hmm. she... One of her friends, acquaintances, whatever, went to Alaska. And I was like, I don't really want to do a cruise. But she said it's like, it's so big. If you go there and try to do it yourself, it's all driving. Like this family went and they're like, we had to drive like 10 hours to get from one thing to another. I was like, that sounds terrible. I mean, I'm sure it's beautiful scenery, but it's just
yeah, for
a
sure.
long time.
Yeah, you don't want to just hang out in the car all day.
Alaska, one of the 2 states I've not been to.
I have 5 states, I think. I can't remember what they are. Alaska is one of them, though.
Alaska and Vermont, for me.
You've never been? Just go this weekend. I mean, it's a bit of a haul. But
fucking like 7 hours to drive to, 7 or 8 hours to drive to Vermont.
Just take a train, step out, get an ice cream cone, hop back in the train, head home. It's a day trip.
The reason I haven't gone to Vermont is because like you don't have to go through it to go anywhere else. Like, yep. I've been to all the other states.
Been to Boston, New Hampshire, Maine.
Boston's yeah. not a state, but yes.
That's all the I-95.
I did like Maine.
Not anymore.
No, you mean because of the,
yeah,
the shooting and the death?
Some shit going down there now. It's so weird. That's, not to just completely switch topics, but that's the last place that you would think... And it's like in one of the small cities, too, from what I read. Like, it's 30 miles
north
of Portland.
I haven't really read anything about it. I just saw that there was a mass shooting, and I was like, of course there was. What are the deets?
Excuse me.
burp.
That one came from deep. I thought it was just going to be a quick little burp, and it just kept coming. I just finished my Cuban rice bowl. It's delicious. Yeah, I don't know the details, but I just know the city. I know there's... I've heard different reports, either 16 or 22 casualties. I think it started in a bowling alley / bar. Like somebody just came in with a rifle and started picking people off. 40-year-old guy. Jeez. That's all I know. Not good. Not a good situation.
No one needs a gun.
It's one of these things too, where I went to the grocery store this morning after I dropped Isla off at school, and it's just the norm now. Like I am always, yeah, 100%, fucking semi-automatic strapped on my back. I'm ready to go, I'm protecting everyone, not just myself. No, I'm keenly aware of everyone
with the gun.
I'm keenly aware of everyone in every public place that I go. Like I'm constantly just, you know, looking everybody up and down twice.
Really?
I trust them 100%. Not like I'm worried about it, but I'm just aware of it. You know, whereas 10 years ago I would never have thought about it. Hyper vigilant. I know where the exits are.
I never look at that. I'm also not a person who's like checking for fire exits or whatever in a building.
I'm always doing that. I've always got the escape plan. The way I came in and an alternate way. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
So weird.
It's not weird. I never want my back facing the door in a restaurant. I want to be able to see who's coming and going. Because look, while I've never been in a true fight in my life, I will fuck somebody up if they're trying to kill me. I'm going to go down swinging. Think? Fuck yes.
What if your VO2 goes down? You speak.
Then that's how I die. That's okay. At least I go out like a puss. I'm going to be fucking swinging, man. Try to rip some balls off.
Hit me in the heart or the jugular so I go out quick.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Rip some balls, is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said. Do you not feel that way? Like you've never had that thought? Like if somebody...
I'm going to rip some balls?
No, not to rip your balls specifically, but like if there was a home invasion, because I don't think neither one of us have any weapons in the home, like what you would do, the battling and clawing you would do.
So my wife, there was like a, when we lived in Portland, there was a home invasion or something. This guy was like mentally ill. Mm-hmm. And he invaded a home and like, attacked a daughter or something. Again, he was like mentally ill, so he wasn't like,
you mentioned that,
he wasn't trying to hurt her necessarily, but he was just like, this kid's making noise, and like hit her with a frying pan or something.
Oh wow.
So she had, I think she had like a concussion. I think she was fine, but anyway, so my wife is like, what would you do if somebody broke in? I was like, I'd yell at them, get out of my house. First of all, she's like, oh, so you'd say, please, sir, kindly leave my house. She always makes it sound like I'm like patting their back as they walk out the door. But I'm like, everything that I've read is you don't want to get in a fight. You want to try to get the person away from you.
Correct.
Out of the house. And she's like, I'd be there stabbing this motherfucker, because my wife definitely would like just grab a pencil and like just stab.
Yeah, that would work.
Back.
The pencil.
Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever device.
Whatever's nearby.
I mean, now I have a pocket knife, so I could at least
hurt myself/
them with that. But I don't know. I mean, I think I'd be pretty useless if we had a home invader.
Yeah, I don't think I'd fare too well. But again, I'd go down swinging. I'm not going to just fucking like hold up in the bed and be like, take whatever you want.
So another story. I won't name the person this happened to, but a friend of mine lived in L.A. and...
Oh, yeah, I know this is.
Do you know this story? Have I told you this story before?
No, I'm joking. Go ahead. I may know.
He and his wife lived there, and I think he came home for lunch or something one day, and someone broke into their apartment and, like, forced him into a closet.
Whoa.
They were robbing him, and they're like, don't come out or we'll fucking kill you, blah, blah, blah. And he had a machete in the closet, and he was sitting there thinking, like, he had the machete in his hand because they didn't know he had a machete in the closet, whatever.
Of course.
They forced him in there and said, don't come out or we'll kill you, blah, 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 something like that. I don't remember the exact details. Obviously, it didn't happen to me. And he's like, I'm just sitting there like, am I going to do this? Like, if I go out, like, swinging a machete, I could kill somebody. Is this he was having a rational thought in his mind. He wasn't going full like lizard brain, just swinging a sword at somebody. But yeah, that's what I would do. I'm sure I'd be like, what's going to happen to me if I fucking stab somebody who's coming to my house?
Well, no, that honestly wouldn't be my first thought. And I've kind of had this thought too with various things that I would use as a weapon. Like, for example, I have a sword in the basement. I'd have to get to the basement somehow, but it doesn't matter why I have a sword. I can read the look on your face. But the question is not, oh my God, what if I...
Why do you have a sword?
All right, we can answer that later. But the question is not, what would happen if I killed someone? The question is, what happens if I swing and miss, or I'm overtaken and now they have the machete? That would be my fear. You know what I mean? Like, you only get one swing. Or if they have a gun and you swing and hurt them, and then they, with their other hand, they go bang, bang, and now you're dead.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're to that point where you're trying to take someone's life, you're already concerned that, like, I think they said, "Don't leave or we'll kill you." And then he's like, "They have a weapon. They could just shoot me in the closet anyway."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So he was beyond the point of like, I could hurt myself further. It was more of a, am I gonna do this or not? And then, like, are you prepared to take a life of someone else? I mean,
oh, I would be.
Even if you're in the right, like, it's just going to fuck you up for the rest of your life, I think.
For sure.
Hack somebody's arm or head
off. But that experience would fuck you up, too.
Broken into you.
That whole experience, like, I assume, I don't know who you're talking about, but I assume that for at least a number of years after that, you don't feel safe.
Yeah, I think anywhere. He was probably a little jumpy. Like, so what happened was... they eventually left, and he stayed in the closet for a while, making sure they were gone. And then came out slowly with the machete, but no one was there, and then called the police.
And I assume this was pre-cell phone. It seemed like this happened a while ago. Or old enough that he
probably
may not have had.
Because, I mean, I started working with the person in, like, 2004 or something, so it was definitely early days of cell phones. Like, texting wasn't really a thing, even.
By the way, can you text 911 now that you say that? Like, if you're in that exact situation, you don't want to call 911. Can you text 911 and say, "Hey, I'm stuck in my closet"?
Sure, you can. You must be able to.
Would that work?
I
assume.
Silence your cell phone. I'm not going to try it, but
it should.
Do a quick internet search.
Give it. Oh, I thought you were like, "Let me do it real fast." I would do it, but I'm on my phone recording this show, so. By the way, for those curious, not to leave an open-ended sentence like Todd does so often on this show, I have a sword because when Steven, big fan of the show, Steven Levin, when Steven went to Spain as a youngster, he brought home gifts for his close friends, myself included, and he brought me a sword from Spain.
You a sword?
Now, the question nowadays is, how the fuck did he do this? Like, was it a carry-on?
I'm assuming it's very dull.
Oh, yeah. It's not, it's not a samurai sword or anything.
In the state of Maryland, text to 911 is available statewide with AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon. So I guess if you're on, like, Mint Mobile, you're fucked. Or I think it's on the Verizon network or something. But
yeah. Way to go, Ryan
text
Reynolds.
911, you must be enrolled in your carrier's text or data plan. Charges may apply. It doesn't say charges may apply.
It always says that. What year is it that you're? Oh, I got the cell phone.
Who's
I can't text
for individual texts.
10 cents a minute, motherfucker. I'm roaming, as they say in the office.
I mean, I do think, like, I'm pretty sure iPhone has like a, like, if you
the emergency thing,
the button, it can send an emergency thing like that. I was watching. Some Law and Order spinoff. I think it was like Mob Boss. It wasn't called that. It was like Organized Crime, I think is what it's called.
Not
and,
like Mob Boss.
Stabler's on that one from SVU, if you remember Detective Stabler. Also from Oz. Yeah. Not a detective on Oz, but
no,
just a rapist white guy. But in one of the scenes, he's like, they're trapped in a building, and I think mob or bad guys are there, and he's like, and they need backup, but they don't have any way to contact them or something. Hmm. And he's like, "Is your phone a new phone?" He's like, "You got a new phone?" Because earlier they had left the breadcrumb that one of his teammates or coworkers had a new cell phone. Hmm. And Stabler takes it and whips it off the top of the building, throws it like whatever 100 yards, and that it had like a crash detect thing, and that sent emergency services to their location. Very smart by Detective Stabler.
And 90 seconds later, they miraculously showed up, which I'm sure would happen.
They showed up in the middle of nowhere with a full SWAT team.
Yeah, of course. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to get talking about that. Anyway. So, by the way, that's another reason not to move to California or L.A. All the...
get jacked.
Higher likelihood of getting jacked. Okay, Todd.
I will say, like, yes. Of all the places in the country, I would feel probably most scared of going into the wrong place in LA for some reason. I don't know why. And I know nothing about the city, but
define going into the wrong, like, establishment.
No. Like part of driving like neighborhood? Through the wrong area and being carjacked or something.
Motherfucker,
like that.
You live outside Baltimore. Are you shitting me? I found myself on the wrong side on West Baltimore, whatever. Trying to go downtown when Jamie and I came to visit several years back. We were going to the pier to have lunch at Bubba Gump or something. I don't know. And I found myself in that. It is West, right? It's West Baltimore.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like, I do not belong here. I should not be.
Yeah.
Here.
No, I mean, that area can't. I don't know. It's not scary to me because I've driven through there many times. There are definitely people that live near me who are like, yeah, they're afraid to go into the city in general, but
yeah.
West Baltimore is typically the more violent part of Baltimore.
Yeah.
But I don't know, in the daytime.
And again, it was the daytime.
Unless you're driving around with like hate propaganda hanging out the windows, I think.
No, I was bumping Jay-Z with the windows down so that I would fit in the rental car, but I'm just saying.
Yes, definitely the Jay-Z is on the tip of the tongues of all the violent people.
Hova spits mad rhymes, man. It's, you know, you gotta fit in with the area in which you're
playing
in. But
Big Pimpin, and they're like, "What is this man playing oldies for?"
And I didn't have my spenders because again, it was a rental car. But it was I felt better.
Old.
I felt safer.
Sure.
But no, aside from that, there was one time. This was years ago, like mid 2000s. I was traveling for work, and I landed at the Newark Airport, and I was trying to get into the city, in New York City, and I somehow ended up in like the wrong part of Newark, New Jersey, again, late at night. And it was like a sitcom. I drove up to a four-way stop. I looked to the left and there was a car on blocks. And I was like, I'm not stopping anymore. I'll look both ways at intersections, but I am not stopping.
I think you told this story before.
I probably have. I got the fuck out of there because it was not where I needed to be. So, but to answer your question, look, there are parts of L.A., East L.A., that are a little sketchy, like downtown. But the grand majority of L.A. is just it's just fucking people.
I know.
Everywhere.
It's so expensive now and gentrified. Like, there's probably not that much to worry about.
I mean,
it's probably easily avoidable. The
it is
dangerous
it is.
Parts of
and the biggest
I'm
thing
that in air quotes
that most people I think have issue with would be like if you go through Skid Row or something where, and there's a lot of them unfortunately, where there's large homeless encampments, but you're fine there. Like as a woman, I would agree that would maybe
yeah,
be
yeah.
an area.
And that's probably more walking too. Like,
yeah. In a car, you're completely fine. They don't, homeless people wouldn't bother you. That was my experience. I lived there 20 years ago. So
yeah. Based 20 year old experience, Scott says you're safe.
2001 LA, Scott's LA, as I'll call it. Not an issue, but anyway, Todd, switching gears completely again, as we do on this program. And this will be very short, but I just thought about it recently and I was like, oh my God, it is right in their corner. Guess what is coming up next week? Not on next week's pod, probably on the pod after. But release next week, I do believe, will be the 2023 class of Stereo Gums, 40 best new bands of the year.
Oh shit, I thought you were talking about Taylor Swift again.
No.
Wow, comes out next week.
It typically
it? 40 new
Sarah Gum's 40 best new bands of and then enter the year. It typically comes out the first week of November.
God damn. I can't, that's wild.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. So that's just a tease for the listeners. If you've heard this show the past few years, around November, early December, Todd and I will go through, do 10 to 12 bands per week on this show, It's a lot of work for me, but it's a labor of love. I enjoy doing it. And we laud the bands that are good, and we talk shit about the bands that are not good. Typically, it's more
most
the latter
of them are
than the
in the
former.
Middle slash.
Yeah, some are just
not
so
good,
so.
I feel like.
Yeah, but so that's
and
coming.
Some
up.
Of them are not that new. Like I feel like last year Olivia Rodrigo was on here. I'm trying to remember.
I think it was last year, which is stupid, because she's very very popular, and I think
Big
even
Millie
last
shit
year
was probably 2 years ago.
Flo Milli, yo.
Although I don't remember any of these bands from last year. Did we do really? It last year?
Yes, we definitely did it last year. I was looking at it earlier. Age of Apocalypse. You remember that? No. Black Braid. Like the speed metal.
I really do not remember any of these bands.
Chat Pile.
I guess Olivia Rodrigo must have been on 2 years ago because she ain't on this one.
Yeah, it must have been.
I remember they had the free jazz person.
Oh, they did. Yeah, last year had a lot of forgettable bands. I'm actually trying
that
to
was good.
Click through here and see if I can. I feel like there was maybe one that I liked last year. Last year may have been the worst of all time. Honestly,
I feel one of these, like it might have been 2 years ago. I felt like there were a bunch of bands that I liked. Last year was kind of meh looking at this.
Yeah,
list.
Rip to Shreds, the Chinese speed metal band. Come on, man. Rip to Shreds. Anyway, you're right, though. A lot of these I don't even remember. Oh, Trapland Pat. I remember Trapland Pat. Undeath. Anyway, so that's coming up. We're going to kick that off.
I'm excited about that.
Probably in 2 weeks. It's something to get excited about. But Todd, between now and then is Halloween. And every year we do something related to Halloween. And I don't know what we're going to do. I'm literally thinking about it as I'm talking here. But what are your plans for the household? You're going to some waspy rich neighborhood nearby and letting your kids walk around, I assume, to gather their candy things.
How dare you? Waspy? No, we're just going down the street. It's like townhouses.
Oh, so the one...
Pretty waspy, but...
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I was about to say.
It's more because of density and proximity to our current abode.
Right. That's what.
And our friends live in that
near
neighborhood,
there.
Or at least adjacent.
So are you, what are the kids going as? Do they know? They're both going as Taylor Swift. No, sorry, you're going as Taylor Swift. Where are the kids going as?
Yes, I'm going to be Taylor Swift or Jake Gyllenhaal. My wife will be Taylor Swift. That would be fun.
Yeah, no one's going to figure that out.
Yeah, whatever. then... So my younger daughter is going to be one of the Hocus Pocus witches. There are three of them.
Wait a minute. Like the movie from 1996?
Yes.
Wow.
They made a second movie, so...
Oh, okay.
Came out on Disney Plus.
Okay.
So there's...
it's like, how did she see that?
The two okay. movies have had a bit of resurgence in the elementary school crowd.
Great to hear. Wasn't aware.
Now you are. And then my younger daughter, older daughter, I might have mm-hmm. told you this. She and her friends were going to go as holidays. And everyone had a different holiday, and she had Thanksgiving. But then it turned into like basically slutty holidays, and she wasn't interested in doing that.
That's good.
So she's going as Elmo, and her friend is going as Cookie Monster. They've always had paired costumes.
Elmo and Cookie Monster. Okay. So do you have these costumes for both of them? Either of them?
Yes. Yes.
Ready to go.
Okay. From the Halloween Emporium known as Amazon, I believe.
Oh. I thought you meant you actually went to Spirit Halloween.
No, we didn't buy it. No.
Or whatever the hell that place is called. Okay, that's exciting. So it's a family affair. Everybody goes, everybody tricks, everybody treats.
Tomorrow there's also a trunk or treat, which you will experience when your daughter gets older, I'm sure. That's where love people a good trunk back or their treat. Cars up in a parking lot and yep. give away candy.
The irony about the trunk or treat is that neither my wife or I could participate in that because we have too much shit in our trunks. But I get the idea. So you're double dipping. Or the kids are double dipping.
I mean, you're meant to do both.
Oh. It's news to me. Back in my day, you had to earn your fucking candy. Hit the bricks.
What does that mean?
It means you had to go out there and walk the streets in the dark.
My children will still be walking the streets, but...
Yeah, but not a trunk or treat. You walk a parking lot. Yeah. Does it take 5 minutes?
We didn't
have
trunk or treat when I was a kid.
No, we didn't. That's correct. Favorite Halloween costume as a kid, Todd? Bring it. It could have been one of mine, if you'd like.
My favorite Halloween costume of yours?
No, just period. Probably of your
mine?
Own. But.
I mean, I had a lot of grand ambitions, and then... Not a lot of those executed well. I had good ideas. I just didn't have the materials or know how to follow through with them. And our mother was not like a seamstress. Our father was not interested in creating any sort of costume.
Creativity.
To my knowledge.
Yeah. That's probably true.
So like the costumes I can remember, I was definitely Luke Skywalker one year, but it was one of those vinyl costumes with a plastic
cut your
mask.
Face mask.
Yeah. I remember Slicer. I had a little slit for the mouth and I would stick my tongue through it just because it was that's about all you could do. And it felt weird. Definitely had that costume. I was Mutant Ninja.
You know what's weird? I can still smell. Like if I think about it right now, I can smell the
that
smell
off-gassing?
Of yeah, those yeah, vinyl for sure. masks and the shitty like vinyl whatever it was, the actual outfit. Depending on what the costume was. But anyway. Okay, you were a teenage mutant. Do you remember which one? Raphael? Donatello? Michelangelo?
Probably Donatello. Okay. He's the easiest weapon to make. You just had like a stick.
Oh, right. Smart.
I feel like I just wore like green sweats and maybe had...
You had a shell of some sort.
I had some kind of shell, but I don't know what it was. I think it was like a plastic pool or something that was on my back, like a mini pool.
I bet it was a sled, one of those sleds, like a curved could've plastic been. Thing that you sit on, and then you would add like pieces of rope.
I feel like I was a vampire at least a couple years.
Yeah.
Because that was easy. You just had a cloak, and I liked
the white,
fake blood.
The white face paint, the fake blood, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I probably did that too.
And then, I mean, your costume of the Garbage Pail Kid, classic.
Classic, classic. Can't be beat. We've told that story many times. On this pod.
And that's all I really remember as far as costumes.
I remember one year I believe I was Jose Canseco. I was a baseball player. I'm pretty sure I was an Oakland A, which means I was probably Jose Canseco.
You're juicing.
Yeah, roids not included. But I remember we went to Ben Aliff's house. He lived in Spring Valley. And we did like... Beforehand, we like bobbed for apples. I think it was like with scouts or something. I don't know. And I got like my uniform was a t-shirt where I'd kind of written Oakland A's or Canseco or like even done the pinstripes or whatever.
Yes.
But we bobbed for apples and I got water on the shirt and it like fucked it all up. I remember being very upset about
that.
That's
about right.
I didn't care.
Kids, remember, there was no Amazon. You could buy, again,
yeah, exactly.
A shitty like... poncho basically as a costume with a plastic mask that would slice your face open.
Yeah.
Or you could if you had a crafty parent they could help you make something, but
right.
That was not the case for
us. None of this let's look on Amazon to your point.
Yeah. I couldn't have a costume delivered
options.
In 48 hours to
no.
my house.
No. and then the other classic one, which I'm sure we're talking about in the show, is the year that I was a mummy. You know, I just had crepe paper wrapped around me, and that was the year that it rained so badly. And we drove around Green Gate with mom's Astro minivan and the back hatch
open. I think that was the year I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Could have been. And by the time we got to, I remember being near John Clement's house, actually, just on that road, Woodgate or Briar Cliff, whatever the hell road it was. And I just remember going up to a house, and by that point, almost all of my crepe paper had fallen off. I had like two pieces.
I think he lived on Iron Gate.
Iron Gate, there you go. I had two pieces still like stringing along, and I was wearing a raincoat. And we knocked the door. It's just like, I'm sure I didn't say this, but I remember thinking like, I was a mummy. Just give me some fucking candy. I got to get out of here. I got 10 more houses on this block. It was just very depressing that it was pouring rain. Like nobody was out, or far fewer people than there should have been. That sort of a thing. But I had a trivia question, and I can't remember what it was now, that I was going to ask about Halloween. I wish I'd remember this. My company did had that as an icebreaker. We had Halloween trivia for our staff meeting this month. And now I can't remember
like
the question.
Like scary movie Halloween trivia? Or
just... No, like history of Halloween sort of thing. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff I knew. They asked the question, what's the most popular Halloween candy? And I immediately jumped in and said Reese's because I knew it, because we've done that several times on this show.
Oh, is that the answer?
That is the answer. There's some argument that M&M's is actually more popular, but that's not true. It's Reese's. You can thank Will Arnett for that, Reese's. Come on. Keep it real. So are you buying candy? I know you don't. We talked about this already.
Is he a spokesperson
the voiceover
for Reese's or something?
Yeah, he's the voiceover guy.
Voice of what?
He's the voiceover guy for the Reese's commercials.
Wait, they have commercials? Reese's does?
Yeah. Is that surprising to you?
A little bit. I don't know, I guess.
Every major product has to have an advertisement then.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't I mean,
God, you're jaded. This streaming shit.
I don't really watch a lot of commercials on TV anymore, and I guess I just don't get fed Reese's ads very much on other platforms.
That's surprising since you're one of their top consumers. Figured you'd get those.
That would not be my favorite candy bar.
Top three candies for Halloween. Go for you. Not ever in history. I mean, just top three. What do you want to see
Milky
in your bag?
Way midnight.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Between this and Taylor Swift, I just don't know what to do with myself at this point. Okay, Milky Way midnight.
And then probably Sour Patch Kids.
Such a child. Yeah. Sour Patch Kids. Okay.
I mean, I got to think of something special for the third one, an oddball one. Definitely not fucking dots. Jesus Christ. Oh, nerds. I think nerds would probably be number three. Yeah, dots. Piece of shit candy that is.
I don't mind a dot. Obviously, I just showed you I have a box sitting 6 inches from me, so I don't mind dots. Okay. I'm going to go with Skittles. Love a good fun-sized pack of Skittles.
I thought about adding Skittles to my list, but...
I figured you did.
Too many variations. I just want the classic. I don't want any of that berry shit.
Oh, if they say berry, I'm either throwing it back at the house or putting it back in the bowl and saying, what else you got? Bring me something new, sister. Skittles. I'm going to go with a Twix. No, I'm not going to go with a Twix. Butterfinger. Give me a Butterfinger.
Oh, crispity crunchity.
Fuck yeah, peanut butter.
Butterfinger, I feel like, has lost a lot of popularity.
It has, but I don't know why. It's delicious. Here's the best part about a Butterfinger. Let me break it down for you. All right. Because of the flaky insides, if you will, you can take a Butterfinger. Sure. And you can bite into it. It's a little messy. That's okay. Don't mind the mess. And enjoy it that way. Get the crunch. Or, if you can resist, which I know you cannot, so this is for the listeners, not you specifically, Todd, you can take one of those bite-sized Butterfinger squares, throw it in your mouth, and suck on it. The chocolate's going to dissipate, and then you just have the crispity, crunchy, peanut buttery Butterfinger inside. It's fucking delish. Give it a try at home.
Doesn't
never done it.
Doesn't sound appealing to me.
I know it doesn't, because you have to actually not... chomp into something.
No, not this. Not the waiting for the chocolate dissolve. I'm just saying Butterfinger in general. Like,
okay.
If given the option between that and like Three Musketeers, I think I'd pick Three Musketeers.
So, that's sad. Do Do you do the Three Musketeers in the freezer? You a fan of the frozen Three Musketeers?
No.
Takes too
really,
long.
I don't typically like frozen candy bars because you don't want it all the way frozen, where it's like so brittle you can't eat it. It has to be at some midpoint, but getting there is a pain in the ass.
Well, and when I said that, by the way, I'm thinking more of the bite size. So you're not biting into it. So the brittleness, I know what you're talking
putting
about.
Putting the whole thing in your mouth?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. If you're talking about a full candy bar, you put it in there.
You're like,
and then you do it, and it shatters. It's like fucking dry ice. It shatters into 1,000 pieces. You put hot dogs in dry ice and go, boom. Yeah, you don't want any of that. I think for my third, I can't do this. I was going to actually agree with one of yours. Because it shouldn't be this way, but now that I'm not a kid anymore, the only time you have nerds anymore is at Halloween.
Only on Halloween.
Do they even sell them otherwise? I mean, the other two I mentioned I could get year-round, Skittles
and
Butterfinger.
They still come in the cigarette-sized pack or whatever with the two halves.
With the two openings? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Shit.
My daughter
Where?
Bought one. I don't know. You can get them at gas stations and shit.
Oh, okay. I just don't go into gas stations.
Gas stations, honestly, gas stations and grocery stores, the only place you can really buy candy anymore, it feels like. I don't know where you used to be able to buy it.
I was about to say, how is that different from what was? Once you throw in grocery stores, I'm like, well, no shit. The bodega down the corner, you know? Fucking, I mean, yeah,
get a ham sandwich and a box of nerds.
Ham sandwich, box of nerds, pack of smokes, pick up a whore on the way home. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess in fairness, we used to be able to buy candy at the ballpark when we were kids.
That's what I was thinking when I said nerds. I was like, when I said I'm not a kid anymore, that's exactly what I had in mind. Is the fucking concession stand at Polo Road. You can get nerds, you get an Astro Pop, you want a fucking ice cream.
Why did we buy Astro Pops? The worst fucking
Astro
candy
Pops
ever.
Are the worst. I don't know.
Tastes like shit. I think because they were cheap and big is why most people.
They were big. It was a good value. That's for sure.
It wasn't a good value though, because they had no taste. They
sucked. But they sucked. You had to suck them for a long time, so it lasted a long time.
Yeah. It's in your mouth for like 3 hours.
As opposed to getting an oatmeal cream pie.
Red color at the bottom or whatever.
You know, 3 bites later, your oatmeal cream pie is gone. And what are you doing? Sitting there with fucking hands in your pockets. Looking for more change. You go buy another oatmeal cream pie.
Oatmeal cream pie.
I don't know where that came from.
Balmer oatmeal cream pie.
That was not intentional. I know we do that a lot on the show. That was not an intentional oatmeal. Yeah, that was the best, man. The baseball stadium concession stand. You got
big
the Coke
chew.
And the wax cup.
Hot dogs.
You got the big league chew. What else can you name that's within 2 feet
of me? You
got
all the classics.
I really do.
Do you have an Astro Pop in there?
No, I don't have an Astro Pop in here, unfortunately. I've very little else, but when you threw big league chew, I was like, yeah, man, I had a pinch earlier today.
Wait, why do you have big league chew?
I like Big League Chew. I bought it on Amazon, of course. Bought the 12-pack. I just keep it in here to like...
Is it all the same flavor?
Yeah, they're all the regular...
Is it bubblegum or grape?
Yeah, bubblegum. Oh, not grape. Fuck you. Keep the grape.
That grape flavor is good. It just lasts for about 2 seconds.
It all lasts for about 2 seconds. That's the problem. But that's why I got the 12-packs. Because I put it in, you get the flavor for about 8 minutes, and then I do about 20 minutes more. I'm like, all right, I can't do this anymore. I either throw it out and refresh, or I just throw it out and move on to something else. But that's good. When I want a little, a little sweet flavor in the afternoon, get me through the end part of the day when I'm losing a little steam during a work day. So, but yeah, man, those concession stands. I would love to go back and see what the prices were back in the Polo Road baseball field concession stand. I bet hot dogs were like $1. Sodas were 25 cents, 50 cents. And candy was probably a quarter too.
Maybe 50 cents.
Maybe 50 cents at most. You could probably get gum for a nickel. I mean, all I'm really saying is how old we are. But like a thing of double bubble.
I mean, I do remember in college you could get a can of Coke for 50 cents out of a vending machine.
I remember that too. I probably spent hundreds of dollars in Tiger Stripe. on at vending machines, just getting sodas. Oh,
Tiger Stripe, the greatest scam for Clemson college students from their parents' money.
Of course. Just keep reloading money onto that thing. I loved a good Tiger Stripe swipe. That was the best. I would get, there was one class I had. It was a Tuesday, Thursday class. Like, I want to say it was an 11 a.m., but it may have been a 9:30. And it was in a building where, in the main entrance, it was one of these five-story buildings. It had the Coke machine and the snack machine. And every Tuesday and Thursday, I got a Coke. No, I got a cherry Coke and a package of M&Ms. Got me through that class. It was like...
On Tiger Stripe?
On Tiger Stripe,
I mean, they
yeah.
definitely had one in the architecture building. I can't remember the Tiger Stripe. I feel like the Tiger Stripe sometimes didn't work or something. So I definitely had to put change in that machine as well.
This was early technology, particularly when you were there. Obviously, you had a couple years ahead of me. But even when I was there, even through my senior year, there weren't a lot of those, and it didn't always work. And when it was out of order, you were like, fuck. How come Tiger Stripe is out of order?
I mean, we'd be doing all-nighters, and you hit that, 4 a.m., and you've been up all night. I was like, I need something, or I'm going to, just...
keel over.
Fall over.
Yeah. Yeah, Tiger Stripe was bad. By the way, no one knows what the fuck we're talking about. Tiger Stripe was, as Clemson students, you got this little card, and...
it's basically your ID.
It was your ID.
Card.
I think it was your ID. And if you had a meal plan, you could go to the dining halls and they just swipe it and let you in. Or you could like a debit card, you put money on it, or in our case, your parents would put money on it. Yeah. And you just go and it works just like a debit card. I assume they still have something now, but it's probably even better. It probably works everywhere.
I mean, it's probably just a credit card, tap to pay.
That's what I mean by it probably works even better. It's probably just a tap to pay. But I know that I think right after I left, or maybe my senior year, they were starting to expand Tiger Stripe to actual restaurants downtown, like Todaro's Pizza started taking Tiger Stripe, that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it became a whole Clemson card, not just on Clemson's campus. You could use it basically anywhere.
Oh, they still have it. Convenient prepaid declining balance.
There you go, baby. Love it. It was the best. But I was I still am, but I was such a chiseler. I was so hesitant to use it ever. Like I said, I have my kind of normal stops, but otherwise I didn't want to waste it. I didn't want to use it. Tried to save it up. And of course, I get to the end of the semester.
You can get Grubhub through Tiger Stripe.
See? There you go. Variety of ways.
We had none of that shit.
Yeah, no. Food delivery.
I mean, sorry,
walk and
just,
get it.
Again, old man talk.
Here we go.
They have a listing of all the things you can use it. There are on-campus and off-campus merchants. You can use it at
Papa John's.
Bojangles off-campus.
That's dangerous.
Five Guys.
Also dangerous.
Food Lion.
Helpful.
Ultra Tan. That's weird.
Stupid.
a bunch of different restaurants.
But
yeah, there apparently are three Starbucks on campus, which makes sense. But
seems low.
Starbucks existed, I guess, when I was in college, but not at Clemson. I don't think there was one on campus anywhere.
No.
Which is crazy to think.
I think there was a campus, I don't even want to call it a campus coffee shop when I was there, but there was a tiny little hut inside the library that sold coffee. And
coffee was just less of a big deal. People didn't drink coffee 4,000 times a day.
And if they did, they made it in their room. And they put it in a travel mug to walk to class or whatever. But
I bet you get coffee at the dining hall, but.
Yeah.
And people drank, I think people there, again, in the architecture studio, I'm sure there were coffee machines because.
Right.
If you're staying up all night, people would drink coffee, but there were certainly no lattes or. I mean, I remember when I studied in Italy in undergrad,
Italia.
People were drinking cappuccinos and it was like a big deal, like a fancy drink. There were definitely coffee houses, but Starbucks were not ubiquitous like they are now.
No, God no.
This is great old man talk. We're so fucking old. It's just crazy to me to see all these, like,
get off my lawn.
Of course there's Starbucks all over campus at Clemson.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to Clemson in like 20 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to think why you would have gone back after you graduated at all. Well, here's the main problem. Here's the main reason you wouldn't have is because you immediately went to the West Coast. And basically, any time you were back east was around the holidays, so no one would have been at Clemson. So, like, even if you were visiting friends or visiting me, which you wouldn't have, but I would have been home.
I went back once or twice and saw Ricky and Mike. I don't know when. It might have been, like, that first year after I graduated, because when I went to UW for grad school, like, we didn't start, we were on quarters, so we started like a month later than Clemson, so I might have gone up there.
Okay, so 25 years.
Or something.
External at 98, maybe 99.
Yeah.
Yeah, a minute. Yeah, I mean, I've not been back since I moved here.
I'm sure I would not recognize campus at all. I mean...
No, you wouldn't.
I've never been to the new radio station, which at this point is over 20 years old.
Yeah, that's true. My last 2 years was in the new, were in the new radio station, which is now an old radio station. That's true. Yeah. Well, maybe one day.
I'm also looking here. They still have Shaletter for some reason. I'm assuming they've updated it, but there's no Harkham anymore.
Is that not a dining hall at all, or they just renamed it? Are you sure?
Maybe there's McAllister Hall.
Nope.
I guess. It says Fresh Food Company Dining Hall at McAllister Hall. But I don't see a... and it says Shaletter Dining Hall, and I don't see another dining hall.
I'll figure it out. Hang on. You're no help here. Because again, even though I lived here for 10 years, probably 11 years ago, I was on campus. Because I used to go back. I also lived.
Definitely was not
45 minutes from it. So that's only fair. Whoa. That's not what I meant to do.
Let's see. There's University Union, Johnstone Hall. I don't see it. Isn't that where Harkham was?
Yeah, Harkham. I see the Starbucks. There's Holmes. There's McCabe. Yeah, that's weird.
I don't
it's right where it says, if we're looking at the same map, it's right where it says University Union. That's where Harkham used to be.
That's where the bookstore was, too.
Yes. And that moved along. That moved when WSBF moved to the new location over on the east side of campus, which is known as, now I've forgotten what that place, the Hendrix Student Center. Yeah, that's weird. So there's not a dining hall on the west side of campus, I guess. Huh. Who'd have thunk? Maybe I should have looked at this. It doesn't matter. Anyway, why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Campus has gotten big. Or maybe it was always this big. I don't know. Like, looking at it, I'm just looking at the places that I used to go.
Yeah. It's
basically Lee Hall and Harkham, McCabe. Where's, like, the quad stuff?
The quad?
There it is.
What year is this, 1965?
Well, like the library. Not the quad, but like that has that reflecting pond and amphitheater.
Yeah, that's all still there. Cooper Library is still there. But there's a bunch of stuff behind it. You remember behind it just used to be a big flat area with like roads
to go
through.
Yeah, ride my bike.
You could ride your bike through. Yeah, I did that all the time. That's buildings now. You can't really do that anymore.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit over there that I don't think was there before.
Yeah, it was
including
not.
Including a near Shaletter is Panda Express.
I saw
the Hendrix Student Center. That's where the radio station is.
That's
now,
where
right?
the radio station is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that did not exist when I went there.
No, it did not.
Calhoun Court's still there. Yikes. That's scary. But those places.
Well, you said it a second ago. Johnstone Hall is still there. I mean, my God, that was old when I was.
But they must have redone Johnstone.
They had to have. Yes, they had to have. Of course. And they tore down.
Hopefully
they tore down
Calvin Courts.
Hope well maybe they tore down a lot of John. You know, Johnstone had multiple buildings. They tore down several of them and replaced them. I think that's what you said, McAllister earlier. I think that used to be some of the Johnstone buildings, so it's now called McAllister. Yeah, that's exactly.
This
what
is a fun
is.
Trip down memory lane here, missing our.
The shoe boxes are still there. Yeah.
Wait, what are the shoe boxes? I mean, I know what they are, but what were they called?
They were called the shoe boxes. That was on the way.
What's their fucking real name? They weren't called Shoebox Hall.
No, they're called the Shoeboxes.
Bennett.
No, you fucking dumbass. Start at Holmes McCabe, go down the hill towards the stadium on the left-hand side are the shoeboxes, known as and called the shoeboxes. Each building might have a different name, but they were literally fucking called the shoeboxes.
Yeah, but the names are Copal, Young Hall, Bennett Hall, Sanders Hall.
Okay, well, the map Hall. I'm looking at, it just says shoeboxes.
Mine does not list shoeboxes anywhere.
Okay, mine does. And then beneath that is something called Mickle, which definitely was not there when I was
there. Yeah. The shoeboxes are the ones to the right of that or whatever, right?
Sure. Yeah.
The way my
Oh, the right. As I was about to say, the right. That helped. That's helpful. Yes, to the right. Correct.
Above, if you're going down the hill towards.
Yes, above the hill. Yes, up the hill. And that hill was fucking brutal, man. I used to do hill workouts on that, running up and down. Not advisable.
Where was the parking lot? Is that still here?
Again, there are many parking lots, but yes.
Oh, there it is, behind.
There's the giant one behind the stadium.
Behind the stadium. But or I...
Between the stadium and Little
Giants. I'm confused on where I parked.
I used to park not there. I used to park... Closer to where you, your architecture shit was. My first 2 years.
Yeah, maybe I parked over there.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember. Again, it's been like 25 years since I've been there.
It's been a hot, hot minute. That's for sure. A scalding hot minute. That's when I lived in Holmes McCabe. That was the most, in my opinion, the most logical.
Good to see the intramural fields are still there, though.
I mean, you know.
Definitely played a lot of soccer on those.
Got a place for the kids to hang. And Fike. He used to play a bunch of basketball in Fike. The good old days. The good old days. And then lights
Fike, I used to do water polo there in the McHugh Natatorium.
Hang on. You played water polo?
Intramural water polo, yeah. Don't recommend it.
How long of a season was that?
2 minute quarters because no one could tread water for it.
2 minute quarters. Did you wear the
fucking exhausting, dude?
Of course it is. You gotta stay alive first, and then at the same time try to like bang bodies with
it wasn't
other
guys. Just me that thought it was. I mean, there were it wasn't they didn't make 2 minute quarters because of me. That was like the
no the I understand
limit. It might have been five. It was very short.
Were you subbing in and out, or was your team your team and you were basically in the water?
I think we did have subs, but not a ton, like, because getting whatever 10 people to play water polo is a challenge.
Not easy.
Especially since no one really knew how to play water polo.
True. So what were you defense?
At least
defense,
the group of
or?
People that I played with, it was more just like
splashing around
and trying to throw a ball.
Trying not to die. Were you a defensive player, offensive player? This is news to me. I don't remember you ever saying
that. Again, I don't feel like we had strong positions.
Everybody was in midfield.
Swimming in one part of the pool and throwing it to somebody else.
You weren't goalie, let's put it that way.
No, I wasn't a goalie.
Okay.
I think that's just sort of hung out in the middle of the pool. You always wanted to be closer to the side because you could go over and hang on for a second. You weren't supposed to do that, but you definitely could.
You're definitely not supposed to do that. In competitive water polo, you never touch the side.
It's fucking exhausting.
Out. Again, I'm sure it is.
And I was I was definitely in much better shape then.
Oh, yeah, probably. Why'd that word even come close to the tip of your tongue? I probably was in better shape 25 years ago. No shit, dumbass. How many seasons was this had to have just been one time?
Water polo? No, I think we played a couple of years. Yeah, I played with the guys I played intramural soccer with.
Mm. This is like your off season, just to stay in shape.
Do you want to play water polo? And I was like, sure.
And then 8 minutes later, wait, what are we doing?
Exactly.
What did I just agree to? Do we know how to play this?
It's funny because I definitely played intramural soccer, and I tried out for club volleyball my freshman year. Did not make that.
Wait, indoor or like beach?
Yeah, I wasn't indoor. Tall enough.
Mm, that's not as impressive.
I met some weird dudes that played Ultimate Frisbee, because we used to play Ultimate Frisbee in high school, but we didn't know any of the rules, really. We just sort of like, or any of the techniques, and they had like positions and shit. So I was like, man, this is not for me. Mm. And you had to be able to
too much running
a Frisbee multiple different
both ways. Yeah, that'd be tough.
I mean, definitely something you could learn, but I was like, eh.
Right. They're a bit too competitive.
So that was more of like a go out and try it a couple times. And I didn't have anybody else that wanted to play volleyball, so I didn't make that team, and so I just stopped doing that. But
interesting.
I mostly just played soccer and water polo, I guess. I don't remember playing any other intramural sports.
Interesting. Never knew that. Never knew you tried out for volleyball, or at least you walked up to the hand and said you must be this tall, and then realized you.
Well, it was. Yeah, I mean, most of the guys were like 6'4", so I'm like, I was trying to be a setter, and I don't know how close I was to making the team. Like I was better than some of the other people who clearly never played volleyball, and there were always a bunch of people playing like beach volleyball on whatever the main grass thing was.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of douche in that, so I think I was probably fine not doing it.
It was the mid-90s. Everybody was a fucking douche. Let's be honest.
True.
Yeah, very true. Stupid haircuts. Blasted Pearl Jam all the time. I have a problem with Pearl Jam, but I'm just saying. Living that lifestyle. Well, that's good, Tom. I'm glad we could look at a map of Clemson.
Did you do intramural sports? It sounds like you played basketball.
We played basketball. We were the Frat-tastics. We had home jerseys and away jerseys. I still have them. Why were we called the Frat-tastics? Because none of us were in a frat, and most of our opponents were frat teams. So
I'm
we thought.
I remember. I don't. Like, I guess not, obviously not for water polo, but I think they gave us like those little head gear things.
That's what I asked about. Teams. Yeah. You'd have to have that.
No, but I meant for soccer. I was trying to think like, do we just wear white
you
or
probably
dark?
Had, or you probably had those little, whatever you call them.
Pennies?
Like, yeah. You throw them over with different colors. I'm sure that's what.
Maybe. I don't remember.
But yeah, I played intramural basketball. It was just a meet, or one race, rather. They had intramural cross country, which I did. They had I did play ultimate frisbee. I don't know if that was like actually organized intramural ultimate frisbee, though.
I think we just kind of did it. Bowman Field, man.
It wasn't that either, but
take a hit, bro.
That was fun. I think that's it. I don't think I did anything else. Oh, there was intramural ping pong. I did do that. That was fun.
Wait, you were on the bowling team or whatever, right?
Yeah, that wasn't intramural. I was on the bowling team.
It was a club team, though.
That was a club team, yes. But we traveled. We took a trip to Virginia Tech 1 year.
So fucking stupid.
I traveled with the bowling team. That was a big athletic achievement for me. But no, like I didn't really have the desire to do intramural, because I'm not kidding, especially my freshman year. Roe and I went to Fike every fucking day and played basketball. That's all we did. We just went and played pickup basketball. We didn't need intramurals. If we were just shooting around, we were just shooting around. We were constantly in Fike. And like every time I think about that, and I don't often, it's like that was the best time of my life. I had no cares in the world. I was just fucking hooping every day. Little fucking white kid just hanging out hooping. Like it was great, man.
Every day with Scotty J.
Free money won the Tiger Stripe. We would play ping pong a lot too. Ro was a high school tennis player, so he was definitely a good match for me on the ping pong table. And it was just fucking great, man. You go to class for like 2-3 hours a day, and then you fucking hang out. That's college. That's what college should be, and that's what it was. Not that it changed drastically by the time I was a senior, but I was more involved with other stuff. Like I now had a position at WSBF, and so I had to keep office hours. And we lived in Lightsey, which was a long haul to get to Fike, so we just – and, like, Roe was more into working out as opposed to just playing basketball. So we just did less of that.
Pumping iron.
When we lived in Holmes, it was a four-minute walk down to Fike, and you'd fucking hoop. Hoop with the boys. It was my life. It was a lifestyle, Todd, and I enjoyed it, and I miss it.
Sure.
Maybe one day I'll go back to school and try to relive that with a much lower VO2 max, leaving my wife and kid behind. I had that thought when I was in like my early to mid-20s, like not Clemson necessarily, but like would I go back and get my MBA?
Wife and kid behind?
No. Would I go back to school, get my MBA? But I didn't for a number of reasons, but one of them is like it just wouldn't be the same. It would be a totally different
experience.
Yeah, because
you'd have to like study and do shit for school.
Yeah.
It's not hanging out.
That would suck. So that's why I didn't go back.
My grad school experience was still fun. Like we had parties and stuff.
I bet you did.
I didn't host
Coke, hookers, all the usual.
But it's not the same, like, because you don't live in a dorm or even like shared housing like you do. I mean,
you didn't have roommates?
You have roommates and stuff, but it's not the same.
I think you're right. Again, you had to study. Not that I didn't study as an undergrad, but
yeah,
like,
you've got to take it more
seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. It's never too late, Todd. Don't give up on your dreams. You can go back and get your PhD.
Not a dream of mine. That's your dream.
Oh, right. Good point. All right, Scott, never give up on your dreams. You can become a pro poker player. Anyway, all right, it's been fun looking at...
Give up on that dream.
I don't think so. It's been fun looking at this map. By the way, I've been listening a lot to the Rewatchables podcast. For some reason, when you introduced me to it, you're like, hey, this is one of the Ringer podcasts. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. This was probably 2 years ago now. I started from that point forward and just started listening to movies that I had seen.
It's funny. I've only listened to like two episodes of that show.
So it dawned on me like, I don't know, I'll say a month ago. I bet they've been doing that for years. And I went to my podcast app and I was like, oh my God, there's like 800 episodes, not 800, but several hundred episodes that I had never even considered going back and downloading and listening to. And so I went back to like 2018 and started picking out the ones that I liked. And man, there are some really interesting ones. It's funny too, because that particular podcast has definitely evolved a lot. Like all the topics and stuff on the very early ones, they didn't have hardly any topics, like standing topics that they talk about, like most rewatchable scene and, you know, the Dion Waiters Award
Apex
and
Mountain.
All that stuff. Apex Mountain.
Picking nits.
Or if they had a different version of it, like clearly an earlier version. But man, it's been really fun going back and listening to some of those. But in any event, I said all that because...
Any movies you enjoyed specifically?
Right now, I'm listening to the Shawshank Redemption rewatchable.
Oh, I think that's the only one I've listened to.
Oh, really?
That I definitely remember.
Which is interesting because it's, I forget the younger guy's name, but then Bill's dad is the other guy who's like a guest on the show.
Oh, right. I think, isn't Chris Ryan the other person on that?
Yeah, Chris Ryan. Yeah, that's the guy. But like earlier today, I was listening to the Bloodsport, which is Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. And it's just... There's so many movies that were like that part of my life, like in the 80s and 90s. And even though Bill Simmons is about 10 years older than me, like he has the same affection for those movies, even though it was kind of a different time in his life.
Terrible
so it's movies. Just, it's really fun to hear him talk about, you know, yeah, this was the classic. It was on HBO all the time. I'm like, yes, that's exactly why I've seen this movie 47 times, because they looped it on HBO all the time. But anyway, I say all this to say there was an actress in The Hangover, which is another one I listened to just in the last couple days, The Hangover Rewatchable, who played one of the main characters' fiancés or wives or wife or something, who, ironically, because that's a movie basically about Vegas and the fun and trouble you can get into in Vegas, quit acting to become a professional poker player. So again.
Oh, fancy.
The dream isn't always dead. I forget her name. Sasha something. But anyway, not like a so well-known poker
player.
You're going
to become an actor and then quit that to become a professional poker player?
Correct. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's the plan. It's a five-year plan, but stay tuned. With also obviously being a part-time podcaster. Not as a source of revenue, clearly. But anyway, so that also reminded me, last thing I want to say, and then I guess we can wrap up the show. We're 80 minutes in. As many of you know that are longtime fans and listeners of the pod, I want to say 3 years ago, Todd and I did, I don't know what we called it, but it was our version of the Rewatchables. And we watched, or we discussed Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. I feel like we should do that again. Because okay. Now that I've listened to so many of these, I'm like, we could do that. Because I remember even as we were recording that podcast, I was like, this is not going to be good. Because we were basically just recapping the movie, like shot by shot. Yeah. Which is not the way to do it.
No, we need to have more discussion about...
Discussion about things. Lows,
which we definitely had, but...
We didn't do enough of it.
Shocking to our avid listeners, but we weren't super organized about it.
They would be shocked by that. So yeah, be thinking of a flick that you want to do, something that we both recall from our youth. At least that's what I'm thinking would be the most fun to do. A movie from the 80s or 90s that we both have seen. Like Weekend at Bernie's.
A couple obvious choices.
Weekend at Bernie's comes to mind as one that I've seen 47 times again, as have you. What are some others that you said there's a couple obvious ones?
Weekend at Bernie's was one of them. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Don't Tell Mom, another classic. Dishes Are Done. Yeah,
Dishes
I think either one of
done,
those ones.
Dude.
Dishes Are Done, man. So yeah, just be thinking about that. And then if you're down for it.
Do you have other movies you'd like to do? I'm open to anything.
I mean, there's a movie that I think Ro and I could do a fantastic podcast about, but I honestly don't even know if you've ever seen it. Have you ever seen Airborne, the rollerblading movie?
No.
No? Okay. Look it up.
I'm willing to watch that, though.
It actually has Seth Green in it. I don't think it's on any streaming services, which is one deterrent. But it is classic, terrible 90s movie. But it's got a very climactic scene.
You can definitely
scene.
Buy it for $3 or rent it.
I saw that. That's my barrier to entry, is the $3. But but I'm not even exaggerating. I bet Ro and I could do it right now without any preparation. But not that I'm trying to incorporate Ro into this podcast. Although if you wanted to come on, more than happy to. But yeah, that's another option or alternative. But yeah, Weekend at Bernie's.
I've never heard of this movie. 1993?
Yeah. I've seen it 15 times. I won't even say anything about it. If you want to watch it, I encourage you to watch it. And
I don't really, but.
Okay. Maybe when it comes up on some streaming
service.
Seth Green,
I could do, what's the name of that movie?
Can't Hardly Wait.
Is that the name of it?
The high school movie where he wears the fucking skiing goggles and he's dressed like a nerd, 1996, I think.
It's got Julia Stiles in it?
I'm pretty sure. I know it's got, what's her name? JLH,
yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I could do that one.
Okay. Is that playing anywhere?
Oh, I don't know.
That's definitely one of those gigantic coming of age flicks. 98. I thought it was 96 for some reason. Well, you can watch it on Tubi. Good old Tubi. Oh,
for free.
For free.
It's probably even got commercials.
So you said it has who? What's Julia that? Stiles? I don't see Julia Stiles listed on here.
Is she not in it? I thought she was.
I mean, there's a bunch of people.
But maybe I'm thinking of Lauren Ambrose. Ethan Embry is the...
yeah, he's the main...
The main character. Duh. From my memory.
Duh. Duh. That's my Ethan Embry impression. It's pretty good. But yeah.
Does Seth, do it again.
Duh. 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 He's adult in this film is the point. He's a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Donald Faison. Man, I mean, this is like a who's who of that time, that era in film. It's got them all. Yeah, we could do that. Oh, Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler's in it as well.
Wait, Liv Tyler's in it?
Yeah.
She's not listed in the top cast.
No. On Google, I'm looking at, there's like 60 people, and then she's mentioned. So probably a very small part.
She's definitely...
I'm pretty sure it was after Crying. Amount. The Crying video. The Aerosmith video. We could do that. We could do Empire Records.
Did you ever watch I've never seen Empire Records.
What the fuck, man? All right. Can't believe we're land. You know what? No, we're not doing Canada. Let's do one of the two you mentioned. Don't Tell Mom or...
I feel like Don't Tell Mom is a better movie than Weekend at Bernie's.
That's fine. I can...
Is it on Max?
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now. It's on Hulu. Well, it's on Hulu Premium. Oh, it is on Max. It is on Max. Let's do Don't Tell Mom. Because I don't have to. I will. But I don't even have to rewatch that. I could figure out, you know, I could fill in all the blanks. Tell you what, since I know you're not going to do it, I'll come up with some categories. Some will be ripoffs of the rewatchables. We give all credit to the rewatchables for on the Ringer. They're the OG. And we'll maybe even come up with some new categories.
I got another movie we could watch.
What's that?
I'm listening to music on YouTube, and Blaze of Glory just came on, so we could do Young Guns or Young Guns 2.
I watch Young Guns 2. I'd like to watch
Young Guns again.
I watched Young Guns 2 a few weeks ago. That is the superior film. The ending to Young Guns is top five of all time. But the whole film, the ending to Young Guns is better? The ending to Young Guns is when he comes out in the fucking crate or whatever. But Young Guns 2 is the better film. I watched the whole thing. I turned it on. It was like a Saturday night. It was on TBS or something. And I was like, oh, I haven't seen this in a while. And before you know it, it's 11 p.m. I'm like, oh, shit. That was a good movie. That's a good flick. Chavez, it's good. It's a good movie. Yeah, put that on the short list too. Let's start with Don't Tell Mom. We'll see if we can do better this time. See if we get some traction going, if it feels good. Because again, it takes a little work. Not only do you have the 2 hours to watch the flick, but you got to take some notes.
I'm looking at this. The younger brother? Not Kenny, but the other brother died in 2000.
You know, I saw that just now when I pulled it up and they had the picture and it like wasn't aged.
He looks very young. I was like, wait, what happened?
Christopher Pettit, whatever his name is.
Oh, died of an accidental drug overdose. That's a shame.
Too much heat from the Don't Tell Mom series. Not series, from the Don't Tell Mom film. That's a shame. Respect. One love. Todd's reading the Wikipedia of Christopher Lee Petit. How do you pronounce that? Petit? Pettiot?
Don't know.
Does it not say it on the Wic? Does it break it down phonetically for you?
I don't see a pronunciation.
It doesn't. That's a shame.
Pettiot. It's not Petit.
Well, I don't know. P-E-T-T-I-E-T? That can be Petit. We'll go with Pettiot. All right.
His acting coach, Kevin McDermott, founded in a scholarship fund is named Help Young Actors.
That's good.
He's my age, or he would have been my age.
Yeah, I saw that. Just a click older by a couple months. He's just getting rolling. He was in Point Break. Looks like a bit part, but
oh, yes, man. Roll. 15-year-old kid at surfboard shop. That's
like I said,
not a part. Featured speaking part, probably.
No. He was on Doogie Howser, M.D. What? Oh, just one episode. Okay. Best Young Actor guest starring in a television series.
It's also on L.A. Law. One episode. Doom, doom. Empty Nest, one episode.
Ooh.
Baywatch Hawaii, one episode.
Not getting better. okay. So I wanted to tell Mom, I don't know when. Next week's too soon, and then we're going to get into the stereo gun, but maybe early December you'll see the... You'll see the Don't Tell Mom rewatchable just in time for the holidays. Definitely a family film. You want to gather the troops around
film.
And watch DTM. So anyway,
popcorn.
Yeah,
string it around the tree.
Yeah, clearly, nothing says the holidays like a movie that takes place in the summer, in the middle of Illinois or whatever town that supposedly took place in. Okay, so we'll end it there. Got a lot coming up in the next couple months. As we're careening towards the end of the year.
A lot to look forward to there.
Definitely. I'm actually excited about this. We can't do worse than we did with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, I feel like. So we're definitely going to do better. But I'll put together on the Google Doc, I'll put together some questions that you can have answers ready for. And then we'll schedule a day so you can make sure you watch it. Put in the time. Todd's just listening to music. He's not listening to me anymore.
On the whole show.
Yeah, just barely. And Bob in his head. He forgot we're recording this call. Not that he's ever going to post it on YouTube. Yeah, anyway, okay. So we thank you guys for listening. Shoot us an email if you have any movies you'd like us to review. Not that we're necessarily going to do it. We have quite the list to get through here. But if there's any that you think we probably would have enjoyed that we may have not thought about that we could review, happy to do that. You can do that at the BroPod. Network@gmail.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. That's our email address. Check out the website, bropodnetwork.com. Shoot us whatever. Slide into our DMs on X or Instagram at @_bro_pod. You can get in contact with us that way. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, please like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, spread the word.
Smash
we like to
like
grow
button.
The show. Smash that like button.
I don't know what like button I'm talking about.
I don't know what like button you're talking about. I like button. I don't know what the fuck like button you're talking
Hit
about.
Hit the bell
either,
for notifications and you'll never get them, I promise.
You might. I don't know. Spotify's notifications when a new thing is uploaded every Saturday night very late.
You'll there you go. Hit that bell on Spotify.
Yeah, hit the Spotify bell. And yeah, happy Halloween. Have a happy and safe Halloween. We will not be talking to you until after Halloween. And I think that's it. So, we appreciate you listening, making it all the way to the very end. You're a legend. You're a superhero. We love you. And until next week, everybody.